This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 164 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are continuing on. Alex got his paddle. I got my paddle. The river of time. And we are now in the 2000s. And we're doing a little movie from 2003 called The Rundown. This was an early film for The Rock. Got some Sean William Scott in this, right? Rosario Dawson, hubba hubba, and a little Christopher Walken, directed by Peter Berg, a director we've done a few of his movies. Now, Alex, yeah. This is a first-time watch for you, correct?
Yes. And this was at the time that I was like, I'm never watching a wrestler do movies. So I was against The Rock doing movies. So I was like, I'm not watching this crap. But now, I watched it.
You have a different. I'm never watching this movie, but now I watch this movie.
Yes.
So this is a first time watch for you. I have seen this movie. I won't lie. I like transparency. I have seen this movie like 20 times. I don't know. There was a time in the mid 2000s. I want to say maybe like 06, 07. I had this on DVD. This was pre Blu-ray. And I watched it. I would take it to my friend's house and watch it. I would take it to my cousin's house and watch it. I loved this movie when I was like 18, 19, 20. So full disclosure, a movie that I liked a lot in my youth. This was actually, though, my first time seeing it in at least 10 years. I haven't seen it in a while. But, you know, rewatching it, it all comes back to you when you've seen it that many times. So we're going to get into it. But before we do that, let's go ahead and give you some Rotten Tomato scores. Similar to our last episode, this has very close scores between the critics and the audiences. Not super high, but still fresh. Both a 69% critic score and a 66% audience score.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's positive. Most people enjoyed it, both critics and audiences. And this was at the time when The Rock was, 03, he hadn't like fully left wrestling yet. He was transitioning. So he was a big star at the time, right? Yeah. Sean William Scott coming off the American Pie movies. This was and I remember it being a pretty good hit. It made some money for them. And Peter Berg went on to direct a lot of movies. So that being said, I already know this movie well. So I'm really just interested to see what you thought of it since it was your first time watching it. Fun fact, originally this movie was called Hell Dorado and they changed the name to The Rundown. I don't remember when you see the sign and it says Hell Dorado. That was the original title of the movie and they changed it. Because they said, no one's going to go see this movie. It was called Hell Dorado. And they might have been right. Might have been a good switch. That being said, lead character, of course, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You take it away. Go ahead. Tell me what you thought.
So he plays Buck, right? His name is Buck?
No.
Buck? Doesn't he play Buck?
No, his name is not Buck.
Is it Bush?
It's not Bush either. It is definitely something with a B, though. Beck. It's Beck.
Oh, Beck. Oh, man. That was real.
Yeah, Beck.
Buck. All right.
Just
so
Beck.
He plays Beck, yeah. Right? Yeah. Let me just tell you something. This guy got better acting. My God. but I'm going to say this, though. Wasn't that bad, though, for his first movie? Is it first movie?
Better than Scorpion King.
Oh, yeah. He sucked ass.
This was after Scorpion King.
Oh, yeah. This was, you could tell he took some coaches, and it was pretty good in this one. Okay, so Beck, I liked his character. His character's pretty cool. He's like a bounty hunter, right? Yep. But, right? Some type of bounty hunter.
For like a mob guy.
Yeah, for Shane William Scott's father, from what I remember. So,
yes.
Walker, right? His name was something Walker, I believe.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So he worked for his father, and his father told him to do his last bounty is to get his son. He'll give him $250,000 to start up a restaurant because he's like a food critic thing.
He loves to cook.
He loves to cook. So I thought his character was pretty cool. His character is very like a code of honor. Like he's not going to use guns like Batman, but if he needs to, my man could get down and use it. Him in the fighting sequences worked very well. He did hit people with rock bottoms. I thought it was kind of hilarious. He hit the dude with the rock bottom. Yeah. Yeah. It was a pretty cool sequence. I thought he was really good. I ain't going to lie. I thought I was like, man, this is a stink ass on this video. To be honest, I thought he was going to suck real bad. Scorpion King suck. And no, he didn't. I kind of enjoyed him. Yeah. There's something about The Rock, right? When it comes to wrestling actors, some of them got it and some of them don't. And I think what works with The Rock is that we have a lot of action stars that has the same type of charisma as The Rock. Like Arnold has it, but Arnold's like pure-breded action star. Stallone has it with some movies like Demolition Man, Judge Dredd, and the Dwayne Rock Johnson could pull it off. You could go, man, you know what? I could see The Rock in Judge Dredd. Not as Judge Dredd, but you could see him in that universe, especially as Demolition Man. I think his acting ability works so well in this genre because of his charisma. And I like the fact that he's not like Batista and John Cena. Well, let's throw out John Cena. He's not like Batista, where he's trying to be a serious actor, which Dave Bautista is a serious actor. And we haven't tackled none of his movies yet, but he's a hell of a freaking actor from a WWE star. I agree.
He has a little bit of higher aspirations than these other guys.
Yeah. So I think if Bautista really wanted to do an action movie, he did already 007 Spectre, and he was amazing in it. The Rock is staying his lane. We have not seen The Rock in a real dramatic role because I think he can't pull it off. That's just personally me, but he could pull it off with any action movie, any comedy, action, romantic comedy. I could see him in a romantic comedy. Hold me to it. One day you're going to see him in a romantic comedy.
He could do comedy, so I agree.
Yeah, so anyway, with that said, I'm going to give my man Rock as Beck, as a bounty hunter that whips ass when he gives you the choice of A or B. I'm going to give him a 4 out of 5. It's actually really good, to be honest with you. He's really good. He's a great character.
I'm impressed. It's a great. You covered all the bases there. I agree with everything you said. I have no arguments. If I could add anything, I do think that really what sets him apart from a lot of the other guys is his charisma. The wrestling, I think, because of how great he was at wrestling as far as a personality, I think it did help him with the acting a bit. I think right out the gate, he was not a great actor back then. He's gotten better. He has gotten better. He's easily watchable now. He is funny. Like you said, he could play in a comedy, no problem. Like Be Cool. I thought he was really funny in Be Cool. Yeah. Like he's Jumanji? He's good. Right. Yeah. Which one?
Jumanji.
Yeah. Like he's good in comedy and he's good in action, but he's ripped right out of that 80s mold because he's so huge. You know, he's big because he came from football and then wrestling. So he's like a action figure, but a ton of charisma, very funny. And I love the scene at the beginning. I remember the scene that when he's walking in the club and Arnold walks past him. Yeah. And that was supposed to be this like passing of the torch because Arnold was going into politics and he wasn't going to be doing movies anymore. So he tells him good luck in there. And it was supposed to be this like little passing of Arnold passing to The Rock to be the new sort of action star. And it took a moment, but I think you could say it kind of ended up coming true. Wasn't it a few years ago? He was like the highest grossing actor in Hollywood. So it was maybe a little bit of, prophetic from Arnold that he did become that kind of big superstar with some hiccups, like, you know, the game plan, and he had some hiccups in there.
But I don't consider him an action star like Arnold. Like a pure-breded action.
Well,
you know what I mean?
He's a better actor than Arnold ever was. Right. Even when he wasn't a great actor, he was already better than Arnold. I think the point more so is The Rock is a movie star. The Rock is not an actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
He is a movie star, and Arnold is a movie star. So that's more so. But I agree. I like the character. He's got some layers to him. He works in for a criminal. He doesn't want to anymore, but he's owed a debt. So he has to do this one last job so he can get his money, so he can get out and open his restaurant and just leave me alone. And so he's kind of forced into doing it. Now, we didn't touch on it much. Sean William Scott is almost like a co-lead in this. How did you like? I like the dynamic between the two of them. I like Sean William Scott at this time period. From like 1999, American Pie 1, through whenever American Wedding came, maybe Role Models, I enjoyed him. I thought he was pretty funny, but how did you like their chemistry?
They worked well together. I just did not like his character. He was just like an annoying character. But again, you're right. I mean, he plays these type of characters. Because like even when I think the final season of, I believe, Lethal Weapon, he came in to replace Riggs because they killed Riggs for some damn stupid reason. but he was okay. And I can never see him in an action role. Like, he's more comedic. And that's the thing, right? Like, it's hard because when you're so established in one type of acting and you try to branch off to another one, it's kind of hard for people because you're known for the American Pie role, right? Yeah. Yeah, he's Stifler, and that's it. Like, every time you see him, and even in a serious role, you're going, oh, it's Stifler on screen. Because that's what he's attached to, just like Jason Biggs. He's the guy who puts his dick in the pie. So you're just like, oh, sheesh, right? And I didn't like him much, but he was good. For the story that it was being told, he was a bratty kid. He knew where to find this golden tutu, whatever the hell they were looking for.
Gato.
Yeah, the gato. But he runs his mouth a lot, and that's what gets him in trouble. So I kind of see it from that point of view. So, yeah, I mean,
if
I
would counterpoint to Rock's character, who's like overtly serious.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the point. I gave him a 4, by the way, as well. I also gave Beck a 4. I thought he was a very fun character.
Okay.
All right. Main villain, Hatcher, played by a legendary Christopher Walken. And a very Christopher Walken line delivery in this movie. What did you think?
So Christopher Walken's in this movie, I liked him. See, at this time in period for Christopher Walken, he is just aging. He's not the star power that he used to be. And I don't want people to go all crazy with me right now. He's not what he used to be. You can see it. He's aging, but the role, he fit the role, right? I mean, he's not like he's giving it all his acting. I mean, he's a good actor, but it's not like he's really acting. Now, a little tidbit though, since we're doing the Roger Moore watch through, he is one of the villains in A View to Kill with Roger Moore. So you might like that with Dolph Lundgren as one of his henchmen.
Oh my gosh.
Young Dolph Lundgren.
His name's coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah, so you're going to like it. But how was he in this movie? He was good. He doesn't fight The Rock. I don't believe. No, he doesn't fight The Rock.
He tries to shoot him. He tries to shoot him. Fight him.
No, he don't. And the only thing is he's one of the guys that Nate hates. And it's the guy who tells everyone what to do but doesn't get his hand dirty. And I agree with Nate in this one. If I had to rate him, I gave him a 4 because I think his star power made the movie good. And I thought he worked very well. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah, so I agree. Now, this is not my favorite. You're right. Not my favorite type of villain. But he adds a lot of energy to his scenes, you know, as this boss. He's funny. He adds humor to it. But at the same time, see, my issue with these characters is, like you said, they're never the ones who, like, do the work. But then they always have these henchmen. But for some reason, I kind of, like, could buy people listening to him. You know what I mean? Like, he brought all this stuff in, and he's making people money. He's making money. Even though, why would you want to make money in a place where you still live in, like, the dirt? I don't really get it, but whatever. I bought it. I thought he was fun in the role. I liked his, plot, like what he was trying to go for and do. So for those reasons, I also gave him a 4, but this is not the kind of villain that will ever, you know, he's not super over the top. He's not fighting. He's not an action like guy. He's older, but he was fun. I think he's a fun villain and he fit this movie. That's the key. If you can at least fit the movie you're in, I think that's a plus. So I also gave him a 4. Okay. Action scenes.
This has action. It has plenty of action. Has a lot of hand-to-hand action. And The Rock is doing most of the work. I know it's stunt doubles here and there, but you can see that he does a lot of his own stunts in certain scenes. You got some over-the-top stuff when he yanks the car and they start going down a mountain. I was like, a little far-fetched. Well,
that's
for me.
Like more for comedy. rolling down the hill.
I totally understand. Because once I started, I was like, come on, man. These dudes are it's like 3 minutes in and they still falling, hitting trees and branches. Yeah, and I was like, okay, it's more comedy relief for this part. I thought the action was very well in this movie in terms of the bounty hunter side of Beck. And then once they got to the shooting towards the end, I thought it worked very well, especially when he got to use his guns. Because when you see a character says, I'm not using a gun, then he starts to use a gun. And then how good he is with the gun, you're like, holy crap, it means something. And I thought that was the best part of the movie is when he got to use the shotguns. Even the fun part is when he ran and he tackled the cinder block to knock down one of the poles.
He does the super shredder.
Yeah, the super shredder. Yeah. And I thought that all worked. To be honest with you, I thought all those scenes worked very well. I gave it a 5. I thought the action, and it was fun. And, you know, it's funny because now Peter Berg is becoming like one of my favorite action directors.
He's like for some go-to guys.
Yeah, he's pretty much, because I enjoyed Battleship, and we haven't talked about that, but I kind of like his directing, because it makes sense. Is it over the top? But he knows how to make it over the top for the story that he's telling. He's going, okay, we're going to make it over the top, because this is the type of story we're going to go with. But when it goes to a serious action role, a movie for Peter Berg, like The Kingdom, you know he knows how to shoot action.
Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah, like you felt like you were immersed into the action with those. This one, he shot it like Richard Donner. It's a fun action movie, like Lethal Weapon. Like you're like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. Anyway, with that said, I gave it a 5.
I agree. I think he directs action to the tone of the film he's making. Yeah, so I like him. I think he's good too. I've always liked Peter Berg. I gave the action a 4, but I agree with you. I think there's plenty of it. The only reason it's a 4 for me is I actually agree with you. Some of the, even though I'm okay with over the top, as long as it is like all that, like I love the finale of this movie with the bulls, when the bulls come running into town and the dude comes with the bagpipes, the plane, the pilot. And then The Rock finally, when he's like, he doesn't want to use the guns. And once he gets the guns away, he reloads. The shotguns is awesome. He does it like 30 different reload styles. And I love it. That scene is great. It's a lot of fun. Sean William Scott fighting the guy in the you want a little thunder? You want a little bit of lightning?
You want Steve McQueen.
Yeah. And then it actually works. He's like, nose, ears, nuts, whatever. He like beats the guy. Pretty funny. I love the finale. And I love me some. Get this, guys. And this might be a reference people a lot. If you're an action fan, I feel like you should know. But a lot of people may not. But we got Ernie Reyes Jr. in this movie. I love Ernie Reyes Jr. Little Kino from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. He also was in one of the turtle suits in the original Ninja Turtles movie. And he was also in a classic from the 90s called Surf Ninjas. If you don't know Ernie Reyes Jr., you don't know early 90s cinema. He's great. He plays the little jungle guy who fights him when they're like flying on the things. And he's talking about Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson. Yeah, he's awesome. I love Ernie Reyes Jr. He's shredded. He's kind of short, but he's like, you believe it. He's like a true martial artist. So I'm just personally a fan of his. So I love seeing him pop up in this movie. I like when he calls him hip hop. Like, what does that mean? He's like, what's up, hip hop? He's like, I don't want to fight you. I do not want to fight you. And then he gets just wrecked. But that scene, while I love it, it's also really goofy. Like these guys, like they kick him and he goes flying like 30 feet in the air. And then the other guy kicks him and he goes the other direction. Like the physics don't really work. So it gets a little goofy. And then besides the finale, it's all shot kind of frenetic and crazy, but it's fun. It is a lot of fun. And there's a lot of good action in it. So I gave it a 4. You gave it a 5. It's an action movie with action in it. So that's a plus. Okay, storyline.
Now, storyline, it's an adventure movie. That's pretty much what they were going with. This is an adventure movie. It's action adventure is the perfect way to say it. Mm-hmm. I thought it worked very well. The storyline was very straightforward. He had to go get Walker, his son, back to him. But while doing so, he has to get this idol from not to get into the hands of Christopher Walken. And so I was like, okay, so it's kind of not a generic adventure storyline, but it worked very well. It reminded me of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like the beginning when he had to get the idol and then your boy Bullock stole it from him. And you're just this bastard. This was kind of the same thing. It was just the same thing, just a longer movie of that situation. I gave it a 4. I was entertained with the movie. To be honest with you, in terms of the storyline, I was very invested in it. I did not get bored. I did not go, hey, what's this or what's going on? None of that came out of my mouth. I was really entertained with the film, so I gave it a 4.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I agree with you. I gave it the same exact score. I have a 4 in the storyline. While I agree I think the adventure part of it is, like you said, it's very basic. There's this old treasure, and then they got to find... This guy knows where it is. Nobody else knows where it is. They got to all team up and work together. Him, Rosario Dawson is gorgeous in this movie, by the way. I love her. I always loved Rosario Dawson as like an actress. Yeah. And also, she seems super cool in real life. She's very gorgeous in this movie. And I like her character in this movie. And they're an odd... They're not a throuple. They're an odd throuple, right? Like, none of them really work that well together, but they have to work together. Where it differentiates itself is that they add in that element of The Rock's character being this like bounty hunter type guy who has to go get the son because he did something with the dad. They don't really talk about it and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I think that adds some flavor. And also it's a comedy and it's funny. I think this movie is funny. I laugh quite a bit. I like Sean William Scott again. He may, you know, your mileage may vary. I love the scene where she feeds him that fruit that makes them all like crazy. It makes their face get all, it makes it all weird. Yeah. I love that scene. And the part where they're going in the river and she tells him about the parasite that's going to swim up his pintu always makes me laugh. He's like, not my pintu. And he puts his pants back on. It's so funny. Yeah, it's just a good, like, it works as a comedy. It works as an adventure film. And it works as an action movie. So I think it does a good job of balancing the genres. I give it a 4. It's not, like, perfect or anything. But it's a really good, especially for early 2000s. This was a little different than what was coming out at the time.
Yeah.
So I like it. Okay, overall.
Overall, you know, this movie remind me of, I don't know if you agree with me, Chuck Norris and that the black actor, I forget, Lou Diamond Phillips. No, not Lou Diamond Phillips. It was called Firestarter.
Oh, okay.
And it was the same type of movie. It was an action adventure. And they have to get like this jewel or something.
Oh, he said Firewalker.
Yeah, Firewalker. I forgot the other guy's name. I know I'm going to sound like what was his name? Serious actor, too, when you saw him.
Oh, Louis Gossett Jr.
Louis Gossett Jr. That was the other.
You're close. Lou Diamond Phillips.
That's true.
Louis Gossett Jr. They got three names. It starts with Lou.
And it's about a diamond. I believe it's about a diamond. And it's just like, it's an action adventure. You know, that's going to be one of our, I'm going to add it to like one of our whenever we need to filler. That has to be one of the movies because I think you might enjoy it. It's really good. It's a very funny movie, action adventure. Anyway, this movie is like that. This movie is really good. I'm not going to lie to you. I never seen it. I'm glad that I saw it. I love action adventure films, and this is really a really good one. Is it top notch? No, it's not top notch, but it's entertaining enough for you to even put it on as a replay value. Like if you're bored and you go, let me throw this on, you could put it on because The Rock's creativity works very well for me. So with that said, I gave it a 4.
You know what's funny? I have the same exact score. I have it a 4. I agree with you. This is not like one of the greatest movies of all time, but I love this movie. I'm happy to report that after not watching it for like 10 plus years, when I was watching it, I was like, I still love this movie. It might get a 4K one day. This is a Universal film, so it is a big studio, and it made money, and it was successful. So I wouldn't be surprised if down the line it gets a 4K, and I will buy it, absolutely. As of now, it's on Blu-ray, or you have to watch it on Peacock, but I love this movie. I'm glad you enjoy. I had a feeling you were going to like it. Like, it's fun. And I know you like adventure films. Like, there's got the jungle setting down in South America. You got good actors. Like, there's good actors in this. Nobody's really like, no one's bad, right? Even if they're hamming it up and having fun, no one's really bad. Good action, good storyline, great, you know, great direction. Peter Berg, a lot of energy. The movie has a lot of energy.
It does.
I think that, you know what I mean? Like, it's never boring. There's zero slow parts. So it's just constantly moving and it's a lot of fun. I love it. I gave it a 4, you know, critically, but this is one of my favorite like early 2000s action films. It was one I always used to watch on DVD. I don't watch it as much now, but I kind of like watching it spread out because then I enjoy it still just as much. You know what I mean? So with that said, I think I know your score just from the numbers. What's your total point?
It's a 21 out of a 25. I enjoyed this movie a lot. Again, we talked about it. I'm beginning to like Peter Berg's style of directing. I think that's like my style. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of cinema. Like, he knows what he's shooting. And I think that's what I like about his directing. He's more action, but very story oriented. And I like it.
I agree. I gave it a 20 out of a 25. It's just straight fours across the board for me. I just think there's nothing below a 4, nothing of 5 for me. But I mean, I think it's a great film. And Peter Berg, you know what? He started off with a movie called Very Bad Things, which is like a dark comedy. But because he started in that world of he started in comedy. And because he was an actor, of course, too, before he was a director, he was in the movie Shocker back in the 80s. And he's been in a few of his own movies. His filmography is really solid. There are one or two duds. Everyone has them. But, you know, between Very Bad Things, The Rundown, Deepwater Horizon was awesome. Lone Survivor is awesome.
Never seen that.
Patriot's Day is awesome. Battleship, we'll review it one day. I could see both sides. That's the one movie where, like, I could see both sides. I enjoy it. I know you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I never argue with someone who says they hate it because I get it. It's intentional.
But it does have the game pieces, and people don't understand that.
He knows what he was doing.
Wife was like, "But this has nothing to do with the game." I said, "Look at what the robots are shooting at them," and she goes, "What is it?" And I said, "Those are the game pieces you put on the board. They made them into bombs pegs. From the other side, the pegs." Yeah, exactly. I was like, "Those are like that's genius, he knows what bro." He was doing.
And she was like, "This is so." He said, "Why did y'all hire me to make this dumb movie? I'm going to make it so dumb that it's going to be good." And that's kind of what happened. Yeah. And then, of course, The Kingdom. I mean, The Kingdom was amazing. Absolutely, that was a fantastic movie.
So, I want that in 4K.
Peter Berg. Yeah, Peter Berg doesn't have many misses. I didn't like Mile 22. It's pretty awful.
I want to see that now.
Yeah, and that Spencer Confidential movie on Netflix wasn't that good either. But his everything before that, pretty much awesome. So maybe we'll get the last few Peter Berg movies on this on the Action Movie Guys podcast before it's all said and done. That being said, next two episodes coming up, we got The Man with the Golden Gun next in our Roger Moore, James Bond watch through. And our next 2000 movie, one, I have not watched this movie in a really long time. Bought the 4K when it came out. I remember loving this movie. A little bit of V for Vendetta. So we're going to be doing some Natalie Portman, Hugo Weaving. These are, of course, voted on by you. You announced didn't pick these movies. You picked the options and you guys voted. So that's going to be the next one on our 2000.
Well, list. You want to hear a little fun fact about V for Vendetta for me?
Yeah.
Saw it once on 4K. Never saw it in the theater. I purchased it. I think I purchased it because you told me I would like it. I watched it once. This is going to be the second time rewatching it.
First time like reviewing it. You didn't review it.
I never reviewed it. No. Okay. Yeah. So this
excited.
Is gonna be fun.
I haven't seen it in forever. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's actually going to be pretty fun. But anyway, other than that, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for all the video versions of the podcast. If you guys want to follow everything about Action Movie Guys, all you have to do is go to our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com, where we have all the entire catalog of Action Movie Guys there for you at your disposal. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.